second letter from Giles. Let's see what this one says. Dear Adam, mate, the cross is more important than you think. Why don't you read Matthew 27, 11, 26 to see why? Your buddy and mate, Gilo. Okay, so Giles thinks that in the Bible we're going to learn why the cross is so important. But that reading we've just had there, how does that help us understand why Jesus came to earth? How does that help us understand why the cross is so important? So we've got Pilate, haven't we? Now he's like the big boss. He's the governor, the man in charge. And then we've got that big crowd shouting and screaming. And they get to decide who gets to go free. You know what? Let's act this out. Let's act this out. As I'm clearly the biggest person in the room, I'll be Pilate, the big man in charge. And as there's so many of you guys, well, why don't you guys all play the crowd? But I think we're going to need some other actors as well. So, Ollie, amazing. Oh, and Pete Lidstone over there. Why don't you guys come to the front? Ollie, why don't you play Jesus for us? Now, everything we learn about Jesus in here, well, we learn from Pilate's wife that Jesus has done nothing wrong. He's a righteous man. We learn that Pilate can't think of a single reason why he should accuse Jesus. So that pretty much means that Jesus, well, he's innocent, isn't he? He's innocent. And then Barabbas here, well, we learn that actually he's a criminal. And actually the Bible tells us that he deserves punishment. So actually we learn that he's guilty. He's guilty. Okay, so we've got our Jesus, we've got our Barabbas, we've got our Pilate, we've got our crowd. Let's act this out. Can we have some words on the screen, please? So I'm Pilate. I'm going to be asking you guys, the crowd, a question. Who should go free? Do you want guilty Barabbas here to go free? Or do you want innocent Jesus to go free? So who's it going to be? Every time it's in red, I'd like you guys, the crowd, to say it. And as I'm Pilate, I'll read the rest of it. So please do join in when it's your turn. The governor again said to them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said,
Barabbas.
Pilate said to them, then what should I do with Jesus, who's called the Christ? And they all said, and he said, why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more. Whoa, 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 whoa. So Barabbas, who's guilty, apparently gets to go away free. Well, Barabbas, we better take off this guilty sign of yours then. And you get to go. You're a free man. Thanks very much. So Barabbas, who was guilty, gets to go away free. And then we have Jesus, who's innocent, and yet he's sent to the cross. Well, goodbye, Jesus, as well, but I'm not sending you to your freedom. I'm sending you to your death. What we've seen there is a picture, an illustration, a visual of what Jesus achieves for all those who believe in him on the cross. That picture shows us what Jesus has done for us on the cross. You see, the Bible tells us that we are all guilty people. And we are guilty people because we disobey God's commands, and we go against his rules. And actually, the Bible tells us that we deserve to be punished. And yet, instead of receiving the punishment which we deserve, the guilty get to walk away free. And the innocent one gets sent to his death. Barabbas deserves to die, and yet Jesus dies. We deserve to die, and yet Jesus dies. Jesus, he deserves to walk away free, and yet he is sent to his death, and Barabbas walks away free. Jesus gets to walk away free, and yet we get to walk away free. You see, this is why the cross is absolutely amazing. And this is why Jesus came to earth. Because without Jesus' death, then actually we would still be guilty. We need Jesus to die for us so that we can be free. So thanks, Giles, for your notes and for your clues. And thanks, God, for writing your Bible so that we may know and hear and understand all the things that Jesus has done for us, including the most amazing thing of all, of dying for us on the cross. I'm now going to bow our heads. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dearest God, thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you for all the incredible things that he has done. But most of all, thank you that he went and he died on the cross for us so that the guilty could walk away free. Amen.